Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Now the pass across, they score! The Rangers take a 4-3 lead with 4:19 remaining. Long shift and the finish by Chris Kreider. A third period hat trick.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, it's 12:48 back on The Fan. It's BT and Sal. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata. Let's just jump back into these calls. Obviously, kicking around the Rangers now two apiece. The Soto stuff off of Scotty Boras' comments. And we get back to the phones here. Dan's in Bayshore saying the Rangers aren't getting pushed around, which is exactly what I'm saying. Danny, what's going on, bud? How are you?
Hi, guys. I appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Now, when I say that they're getting pushed around, I don't mean like that they're dominant, like the Rangers are getting dominated. I'm not saying that at all. But you have to wait. The Rangers have a few weaknesses, and their biggest weakness is 5-on-5. As a 5-on-5 team, they are middle of the pack at best. And they get the majority of their goal scoring and their dominance off of the penalty kill and the power play, because they have an outstanding penalty kill and an outstanding power play. Unfortunately, the power play for them hasn't been exactly as on point this series as they were in prior ones.
Yep.
But Florida is also a more complete team. Okay, Florida runs four lines throughout the game into overtime, whereas the Rangers shorten the bench. And in that case, with the way the Panthers and their physicality over the course of a game and the course of a series starts to wear on players like Panarin and Zibanejad and guys who aren't used to that physicality. So they're losing the one-on-one battles, you know, in the boards. And then they're also forcing the Rangers to change their style of play. The Rangers are not a dump and chase team. Okay, they don't jump and puck into the corner, dig it out and grind goals up. That's not their style, but the Panthers are forcing them to change that. And I believe the reason why it's a 2-2 game is strictly because of Igor Shesterkin.
Danny, everybody knows that with Shesterkin. He's been platinum, 10 out of 10. But maybe it's semantics. And I know the word dominate, and I haven't said dominate. I've said, out physical, whatever. Dominated seems a bit strong. Maybe people are reacting to that. But in essence, it's the same thing. Like when you say that the Florida Panthers are forcing the Rangers to play their style, that is imposing their will enough where the Rangers have to deviate from what they want to do.
Yeah,
so it's a loose translation of being dominated.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
That's
what I'm saying,
and everybody's Sal's pushing back on that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Listen, Sal's a diehard Rangers fan. You have to look at it from a subjective.
He's objective.
It has nothing to do with my fandom. I can assure you
Dan.
That never has anything to do with my opinion, my fandom. I just believe in this Rangers team. I believed in them going into the postseason against Capitals. They swept them away. I believed in them going to the Carolina series. They disposed of them. Even when they were at their, people were starting to doubt, the Rangers are going to lose this series. Oh, here come the Panthers. Here come the Canes. And they're going to make history here and come back from down 0-3. Those close games. The Rangers have been lucky to win those one goal games. Stop. And they moved on from that. The Rangers have been underdogs of the final four. They have the highest odds or the least likely team to win the Stanley Cup based on the odds. Same thing in this series. Underdogs in the series. They looked awful in game one. And yet all they've done is respond. It's 2-2. They've got plenty of time left here. here in this series. Now, Game 5 is going to be a big one for them. They don't have to win that game, but obviously it'd go a long way if you win the game. They got the best goaltender in the series. Their power play, to me, will be fine. I do think you're starting to see Zibanejad come out of it a little bit. Like we saw with the Penguins series a couple of years ago, Zibanejad was doing nothing, and then all of a sudden he took over the entire series. I could see something similar happening in this particular series. It's going to be, BT, either Zibanejad or Kreider. I don't think Panarin is going to have much success in the series.
You said that a few times now.
I think it's going to be Kreider or Zibanejad or the two who could break out. And by the way, Trocheck is a beast. Like, we always talk about the guys who don't get it done, but Trocheck's been there. Lafreniere is doing more than his share.
He's starting to get a little gritty, too. Yeah, he's not just looking to play pretty. He's getting in there. And they even said it last night. Like,
he's physical. He's tough. He's got elite skill level. He's starting to come into his own in this postseason.
Yep.
And that has been a difference maker, because as much as we look at Shesterkin and say, well, he's the reason why it's tied at 2-2, no, not necessarily. It takes a team, and Lafreniere is part of that team. Without him, the Rangers are not 2-2. I don't care how great Shesterkin has been. So it's going to take a little bit of that. The Rangers are deeper than people give them credit for. They've battled in this series. I don't think they're getting dominated physically by any stretch of the imagination. Have they gotten outplayed? Sure, they've been outplayed in two of the games so far, and they won one of them. And they got outplayed in game one, they got outplayed in game three, and they won game three. The other two games, to me, have been kind of equal. They won one in the overtime, they lost one in the overtime. That's where we're at. 2-2.
1-888-808-1019. Maybe you're heading out to Queens, the diehards that are going to the game today, or the Dodger fans that are going today. I do have the lineup for you here, Sal. Lindor, he struck out four times. God. Lindor, Alonso, Martinez, 1-2-3. Vientos is batting fourth. Marte, Tyrone Taylor, McNeil, who was just wretched. I think he was 0-7. Bader and Nito. That is
one thing, BT.
Starting nine.
One thing on the Mets. I don't even care about the lineup.
Yeah, I'm just giving it to everybody.
I know, but it's a good. It gives me a good reason to bring this up.
Yep.
The quotes from.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Mendoza yesterday, and less Mendoza and more McNeil, but McNeil as well.
Oh, I didn't see this. What'd he say?
We're a better team than what we're playing.
Nobody wants to hear it, Jeff.
I don't want... Jeff, look at your batting average, okay? You stink. And that's not me saying that. That's the reality. Like, I like putting them in a corner where they can't just, oh, it's talk radio and they're so critical and so negative. No, I'm going based off of the facts. Your team is dreadful. You are dreadful. You're 22 and 32. Do you know how awful that is? 22 and 32. And by the way, it's even worse than the record. Do you know how bad that is? No, we're better than we... What about last year? What is your batting average? If you're hitting 240, you should give back the batting title of shame that you don't even really deserve it because it was a fluke, an aberration. You're a 240 hitter, not a 320.
I think he's lower than that now.
I mean, come on.
I think he's 220-something, honestly.
I'm tired of it.
He went 0-7 yesterday. 0-7.
How many games do you need to get a hit?
Why is he still playing? Mendy, sit his ass down. He stinks.
I honestly would cut him and send the message. I think that that's
atrocious.
And now I would try to trade him if you could get anything for him. Maybe that would be the case. But once Stearns does that, then I will at least be like, okay, now we're back in.
Something's
going to
happen. I hear
well,
that's
going
to happen soon. Something
get
like that.
Rid of Jeff McNeil. Trade him, cut him, please. I'm begging you. Yeah. I can't take it anymore with Jeff McNeil and him flipping the helmet, him flailing away. He's thinking he's a great... That's what bothers me the most about him, is he thinks he's good. Jeff McNeil thinks, or at least he used to think, he was good. And it's been proven to be the case. He's not.
Well, he used to be good. So if he used to think he was good, he was actually...
I never thought
he was
good.
What he thinks, because he's not good anymore.
It was more like, wow, how the hell is this guy...
He used to be good.
How's this guy hitting 300? I just don't see it. I don't get it. Now, and even then, he adds nothing else. Like, come on. I'm not trying to pick on him. It's nothing personal.
No, not at all.
But like... Well,
not trying to... Get back to batting title. Not trying to pick on him at all. And I actually know that you're not, but you call it what it is. He's been atrocious.
It's nothing personal.
Goodness.
It's just that you're not a good baseball player. That's it.
Yeah, I hear you. I appreciate the bluntness because you ain't wrong. Now, I'd be lying if I said that I'm dialed into every Mets pitch. I'm not. I mean, I'm just not.
Come on.
I'm not. But I want to make sure I'm not missing something because Now some even things that you could count on are beginning to deteriorate a bit. I know he's made a couple of good plays. He saved the home run over the weekend. I think I've seen Harrison Bader at least three times in the past 5 days butcher balls in the outfield.
He's overrated, too.
One Friday night that hit the warning track that he had a catch.
He's overrated. Look, he makes some great plays.
No, I know he does.
However, the great defensive players make all the plays.
But the point is, I think he was, and he still is at his core, an amazing center fielder. I bring this up because
So with the Yankees, too, BT, though. He would miss.
No, not that much like this. He was awesome in the outfield for the Yankees. He struck out a lot, and he was hurt a lot. But I had no issues with his leather in the outfield. I think that he's being swallowed up by this culture now that is just overriding it's zapping the guys who still want to compete of their focus.
Yeah.
God, they're bad.
Yeah, it's so bad that what Jeff McNeil should be saying and the Mets should be saying to a man, we stink right now. We're not good enough, and it's up to us to prove that we are a good baseball team. Nobody wants to hear we're a better team than we've shown. That's bull crap. You've been saying the same thing for years. No, you're not. You're awful. You're exactly who you are. 10 games over 500. You can't do a damn thing right on the baseball field. Admit it. Stand up and take some accountability for change. That's what I want to hear.
All right.
Not we're better than we're showing right now. Bull crap.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.